Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, March 31st. This is Sammy Edge with a news briefing from The Oregonian and Oregon Live. New estimates from the Census Bureau show that Multnomah County's population has shrunk faster than other parts of the state since the start of the pandemic. Oregon's largest county lost 2.5% of its population from April 2020 to July 2022. In just the year leading up to July, the county lost 10,500 residents. The drop was one of the steepest in the country compared to other similar-sized counties. The other two counties in the Portland area, Washington and Clackamas counties, held steady or saw some growth. A federal lawsuit against the St. Helens School District alleges leaders there were deliberately indifferent to a teacher's sexual harassment that ended only when he was arrested for sexual abuse. The lawsuit claims that the school district failed to address complaints against high school social studies teacher and track coach Kyle Jared Roblowski, and allowed him to groom a 16-year-old girl on the track team and abuse her before his arrest in May 2018. The student, who has since graduated, brought the lawsuit against the district, alleging that it put her in harm's way through deliberate indifference to danger. The district argues that officials did not know about their employees' abuse of the girl. Portland's O'Bryant Square reopens this fall for the first time in 5 years. The half-acre brick plaza in downtown closed in 2018 because of structural problems with an underground parking garage. It's named for Portland's first mayor, Hugh O'Bryant. The city is trying to envision a new future for the public space without it deteriorating into the drug haven once known as Paranoid Park. Architects and interest groups have pitched putting in transitional housing, food carts, and a public garden. Portland's ice creameries are gearing up for warmer weather. Kolfi, one of Portland's best frozen dairy dessert spots, is opening a second location on Saturday in the storefront on North Williams Ave, in the home of former ice cream spot What's the Scoop. Kate's Ice Cream, an all-vegan, all-gluten-free destination, announced a change of season flavors including salted chocolate pretzel, lemon blueberry cheesecake, and Blue Moon, a Midwest ice cream flavor that apparently tastes like Fruit Loops. And Portland icon Salt and Straw is bringing back some classics from its Vault Series flavors. Starting Friday, visitors can try past favorites like Honey Marshmallow Rocky Road, Black Olive Brittle and Goat Cheese, Sweet Corn and Waffle Cones, Strawberry Cilantro Lime Cheesecake, and a Vegan Mango Habanero IPA Sorbet. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.